At Roush Honda, we don't just sell cars, we sell peace of mind. From the moment you walk in, you'll notice the difference. For straight talk, legendary service, and peace of mind. Roush Honda.
The best way to say Honda is Roush Honda.
Right now, time for Matt Mayer from the Buckeye Institute. Matt, looks like Governor Strickland's going to turn over the reins of the state and then kind of get in your business and give you a little competition, huh?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Welcome him to the fight.
Is that good for the think tank business, do you think?
I think it's always good to have a variety of ideas being proposed. And so, you know, what's so funny about that, though, is there are all these groups on the left that already exist that must have taken, I think, are going to take umbrage with his comment that there isn't a group and that, you know, he cited the Buckeye Institute as the gold standard. And it's all those poor groups that have been working on the left, I guess, just got short shrift from him. But that's the way it goes. We're proud of the designation and look forward to having him in the fight.
Yeah, it seems like that is the way of the last 4 to 6 weeks. There's a little more infighting on the Democrat ranks than we've seen in a while, huh?
Yeah, there sure is. I mean, just a lot of chaos right now, which is to be expected. There was a lot of chaos after the 06 and 08 elections on the conservative side of the fence. So, you know, you expect there to be some kind of self-examination and some, what are we doing wrong that we've got so shellacked?
Do you think it's going to be like a point-counterpoint? Like, if you make a statement, here's what we see on this, do you think they'll try to be in the game and immediately respond? Do you think they'll try to take some of your positions and turn it? What do you think they're going to try to do when they get rolling?
You know, I think they'll partially do that, but you know, I'm not going to kid myself to think that we're that important. I wish we were, but we might not be. I think he's going to spend probably most of his time trying to beat up the governor-elect Kasich and his administration, just so that they can try to hurt that administration as it goes forward.
I got you. And he did a big piece or an interview in the Plain Dealer here a couple days back, and one of the things that came out of that, which I guess I never really thought about, it makes sense, but he said one of the reasons he didn't feel like he ever got a lot of traction in Cleveland was because that city, they view him as a southeastern Appalachia bumpkin. And he's like, no, I did some good things for Cleveland. How do you react to that? I mean, do you think there was a fair amount of they kind of look at him as a hayseed, or did he have impact on the cities of Ohio?
Well, you know, look, I mean, he quickly forgot that in 06, you know, Cuyahoga County gave him such a huge margin that you know, he walked in one of the strongest elections in the history of Ohio. So, you know, he forgot what happened 4 years ago. I think what happened is folks didn't show up in some of the big counties in Ohio this year because, frankly, they didn't have a reason to. The economy's been going poorly. The policies that Governor Strickland and the left have been proposing haven't worked. And so, you know, they decided not to show up. And that's what happened. I don't think it's because he's from Appalachia.
Well, it might be, too, when he comes out and says Cleveland's biggest enemy is Cleveland. Maybe they don't take that very lightly.
Yeah.
So you sent over this piece regarding jobs in the state, and boy, it's pretty meaty. Can you give me an overview, our audience, an overview of what you found in that?
Yeah, what we found is if you're in Ohio, there aren't many jobs. So we look at the jobs over the last 20 years in all the industry sectors, and we compare how we've done. And fundamentally, in 10 years, we've lost over 601,000 net private sector jobs. And at the same time, we've only lost about 800 government jobs in Ohio. So what you can tell, right, is we've got this really expensive government, but we don't have a private sector that can fund it. And that's why we find ourselves with the $8 billion deficit in Ohio.
Okay. And are we losing jobs because it's just not a great state to be? Is it because of the tax? Were you able to go that far?
Yeah. Well, one of the things we look at is states that have protected economic freedom of a worker versus those states that force you to unionize. And Ohio is a forced unionization state. And what we found is over the last 20 years, if you lived in a state that protected economic freedom of a worker, the average job growth was 37%. If you lived in a state like Ohio where you're forced to join a union, then your average job growth was 17%, which is less than 1% a year. And so if we want to try to break from the pack, one of the strongest things we could do to get the Ohio economy moving is, frankly, is to protect the economic freedom of workers so that they don't have to join a union if they want to go get a job. And so that is killing Ohio. It's one of the big issues. We can pretend it's not an issue. People don't like to talk about that issue because in 1958, you know, Ohio, you know, they tried to fix it and got beat. But that was the height of the union movement. It's a different time and a different age. I think we did a poll in the summer. 88% of Ohioans are supportive of protecting the rights of workers to not join a union. We got to make these kinds of big changes if we're going to get Ohio back on track.
Do you get a sense that under Governor Kasich, this kind of thing, people's eyes will be open to that, and more of that forced union stuff will start to go away?
Unfortunately, I think he's come out and said statements that he's not going to really deal with that issue. He's going to focus on the government side of the fence a bit and not I think take on the folks that make things, as I think as he has said. So I'm not sure we're going to get the kind of change that we need there, but he's going to try to do some other things on the government union side, which hopefully will really kind of bring the cost of government down across Ohio.
Okay, and for folks that are inclined, did you look beyond Ohio? Were there states that were jobs are expanding and might be a good place to look if you're looking for work?
Yeah, well, we don't want you the best and brightest to leave Ohio, but the reality is, even after all the housing losses and construction losses, if you're in Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Idaho, and North Dakota, you had spectacular growth even after all those losses over the last almost 21 years now.
Hmm.
And that's something you just got to keep in mind, that, look, we are losing to the South and West jobs and companies every day because they're lower tax, lower regulation, and they're more pro-business than Ohio. So we can pretend that we would have a job tsunami, but right now, based on our projections of economic growth in Ohio, it's not likely that we're going to recover back to the 4.8 million jobs we had in March of 2000 till sometime in the early 2020s at best. So unless we make some big changes that buy forward that recovery date.
I gotcha. Well, Matt, for our money, Buckeye Institute gets it done, so keep churning it out, and we'll keep having you on, okay? Hey,
thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute. You can see them on the web. What they're doing is really staggering. BuckeyeInstitute.org.